Back here at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, Michael Holly is off celebrating the birth of his brand new son over the weekend. And again, our congratulations to Michael and Oney. Scott Zolak is filling in, and joining us right now is our buddy Richard Seymour, brought to you by TD Bank North, banking that's faster, easier, and hassle-free. Good afternoon, Mr. Seymour.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Doing well. And also, I'd like to say congratulations to the Holly family.
He was pretty excited when I talked to him yesterday.
Absolutely.
When that first child arrives, he says, all of a sudden, you look at things a little differently,
absolutely.
Don't you?
Absolutely. You know, that's always, I remember my first. And, you know, it was an awesome experience for me, and I'm sure he, you know, had an opportunity to experience that as well.
And Vince Wilfork is here as well. All I want to ask is, I got 3.5 years left in my contract. When it's up, would Bianca represent me? Could Bianca go in there and just handle stuff for me?
That's a good question. I mean, she does well with stuff like that. So,
I would say so. Good afternoon to both of you.
Absolutely.
How frustrating is it playing against a quarterback like Manning, who is just so doggone good? Just about the time you think you got him in your sights and ready to lower the boom, and boom, the ball is gone.
Yeah, you know, I always, you know, state, you know, he's one of the best in the game. He has one of the quickest releases I think you'll ever see. And, you know, on top of that, I mean, he's, you know, a smart guy, knows knows what we're doing on defense, and, you know, can get his offense lined up in situations and trying to, you know, pick apart your coverage that you have. And like I said, you know, it's a tough game for us to swallow, you know, because we put a lot into it. And it's very disappointing to come out of there with a loss, to say the least. But, you know, it's midway through, and, you know, you have to, you know, put games like that behind you, even as tough as it is, because, you know, it's really no words to express how we kind of feel at this point, because it was a game that we really wanted, you know. And, you know, all of them you really want, but, you know, especially against, you know, to put a good football team like that behind you. We had an opportunity to do that and, you know, came up short. So, you know, back to the drawing board, and, you know, we got some division games coming up here soon where, you know, we can't afford to think about what happened Sunday night, because it's a tough race.
You got shut down the run. I mean, impeccable job you did doing that. And then you eliminated the big plays downfield, something that may have been kind of a sword in your side the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Is that the toughest part? And we have Bruschi in. You know, we talked about matchups and running personnel. Vince, right, probably tough on you, you know, from sideline all the way downside to 20. But you guys seemed ahead of the game. It seems like the Colts didn't do anything to surprise you guys, like they have had in the past, you know, like a trick player.
Right. You know, I think, you know, anytime you can make a team one-dimensional and, you know, force them into passing situation, you know, it's just tough when you force a team like this into passing situation that has, you know, some of the best receivers in the game and also the best quarterback. You know, it's a tough matchup for any, you know, defense. And I was just, you know, telling Vince on the sideline, if I'm not mistaken, you know, against Baltimore's defense, which is a pretty good defense, I think in the first quarter, you know, Indy put up 24 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, to hold them to, well, I think, maybe 7 points at the half.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was, you know. But, you know, they scored when they needed to, and the bottom line is to come out of there with a win. And we didn't get that done. So, you know, it's tough from that standpoint.
I mean, it's very frustrating, especially when you put everything in. You know, around here, we want to be physical. We want to be able to run the ball, and we want to be able to stop the run. And I think we won both of those categories yesterday. And, you know, when you turn an offense, especially, I mean, a great offense like the Colts have, you turn one-dimensional, I mean, the odds are in your favor. And, you know, he sat back and he completed some balls and everything. He managed that team well yesterday. But, I mean, it's very frustrating because, like Richard said, we put a lot in it. We went in this game with a great game plan, and I think we executed well. I think – at the end of the day, a few plays here and there, we wish we want to take back. But, you know, the ball don't bounce your way all the time. So, but all in all, I think we did a hell of a job as a team, going on the road, playing in a big game, against a great football team, the team that's basically a rival, that basically a division game for us, that we see each other every year, sometimes twice a year, and being able to go play. Like we did, I mean, you can get some positive out of it. But one thing we have to do, like Rich said, also is put this one behind us, because we got three games coming up that's in a stretch that we're going to have to buckle down and we have to take care of business. And if we don't, it'll be a long
then
season.
Then you got Pittsburgh at the end. You
know, exactly.
You get your division, and then boom, then you're talking, you know, take care of business. You're sitting pretty first week in December.
Exactly. So, I mean, once again, we're going to get back rolling again. We're going to put this one behind us, even though it's tough to do, but that's the nature of the game. You have to put this one behind you, learn from it, and move on. And that's something that we're going to have to stress this week to move on, and let's get prepared for Buffalo Bills.
I mentioned to Teddy when he was in here a little while ago that they couldn't run the ball against you. And it was obvious early on they weren't going to be able to run the ball against you. Did you take that away from them early on? Did they basically stop trying to run it for the most part fairly early on?
I mean, we wanted them to, you know, have you pick one thing that you're going to do, and we wanted to be a passing game because we always want to stop the run. And I think we did a hell of a job from the first play, from the first half to the second half of just stopping the run and get them into, you know, third and longs and second and longs, and let's go from there. Because, like I said, the odds are in your favor when you can have a team one-dimensional like that. And I think we did a great job of doing that. I mean, it's some things that we made some plays on the ball. Defensively, we made some plays on the ball when he threw a couple of times. But when we needed plays, you know, it didn't come up. You know, and that's one thing that's, I mean, you have to give some and you have to take some. So, I mean, I don't think we played bad, or not at all. But I think it's more plays we could have made to better ourselves in that situation, especially in this game. There's a lot more plays we left on that field, and I'm pretty sure when guys look at this film, they're going to see the same thing. Even though we stopped the run, we did a pretty good job on defense. It's still some plays out there that we wish we have back.
Yeah. Well, and also just speaking on the running game, I think if you want to beat a team like the Colts, you can't let them, you know, dictate the pace of the game and also dictate when they're going to pass and when they're going to run. You have to take something away, you know, because it'll be just too much if they can run the ball on third down, if they can pass it, if they, you know, if you give a team like that so many options, I mean, you're just picking your poison at that time. So I
thought we did a quarterback like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, with that many options, I mean, you can't really cover everything. So it's a few things that you have to take away, and we tried to take away the running game, and you know, we did a pretty good job at that. But you know, just like it just didn't work out for us in the passing game.
We got the whole darn defensive line
this
in here
great.
Right now. Hey, Ty Warren joins the group as well. We can stop anybody's run with these three guys in here. we were just
Speak
talking about the frustration of, you know, and Vince put it perfectly. You run the ball, you stop the run, you win the time of possession battle by 10 minutes. 9 times out of 10, you got a W at the end of the day. So it's a little frustrating sitting here today, I would assume.
Yeah, it is. I mean, with the recent injuries we've had in the secondary, you know, it's been an emphasis on let us take care of the run and let them take care of the pass. And, you know, we try to do our part, and we're heading in the right direction, you know. And at the end of the day, all we want to do is when we look at film on Mondays or Wednesday or whenever we look at the film and say we did everything we were asked to do, you know, and that's all we can control. And but at the same time, you know, we still got to pull our weight, pull our teammates' weight, and just hope that the outcome is better than it was last night.
Did the timeout take the wind out of the sails a little bit? Fourth quarter, 15-play drive. You know, you're down on the 7. Looks like they pick up the first down off the sneak. Coach calls a timeout. Next thing you know, kicking a field goal there. Take the wind out of it a little bit?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, at that point in time, we really don't know what's going on, you know, in 4th and 1. We went for it a couple times early in the year. We kicked field goals. So, I mean, I really don't think so. I mean, I think this ball game was going to come down to who made a mistake first. Who made a mistake and who was going to give up the big play, whatever. That's what this ball game was going to come down to. So, I don't think that did anything. I mean, either way. I mean, we're really not looking at it as that. So, I mean, that's something where we had opportunities in this game. I mean, so to single out one play or a couple plays here and there, we had our opportunities. I mean, take it for what it is. learn from your mistakes and move on. And I'm pretty sure we're going to do a great job with that this week. You know, we're going to learn from it, and we have to put it behind us, and we're going to have to move on.
At least harder than – this loss harder than the San Diego loss? I mean, you lose something like that.
Any loss is
it's easier.
Hard.
Just throw that. Yeah, but that San Diego one, it's just not even looking.
Hey, I want to go undefeated every year.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that. I mean, anytime you lose, it's a tough loss. I mean, I don't care who you lose against. I mean, it's a tough loss. That's how I say it. I don't know if anybody, you know, see it the same way as me. I mean, see.
Absolutely. And then also, just to speak on the last issue, you know, hindsight, if – I mean, we got the first down. It was a timeout call before it. You know, hindsight, you say, well, you know, run for it again. Yeah. But, you know.
Took me back to the Baltimore game last year. Remember, Rex Ryan calls the timeout. Tom got stopped. And then you guys got the play back and stay undefeated.
Right. You know, so, I mean, you get some, you lose some. I mean, I don't think you can question it now. And then, you know. Once you call a timeout, also, you know, it gives the other team some opportunities to get, you know, different personnel groupings on the field or, you know, to stop the play that you have, you know, called at that time. So, you know, I mean, it's a coach's decision and, you know, we elected to go for the field goal. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we didn't score enough and we didn't stop them from scoring, you know, to win that football game.
I guess to touch on that same subject, if you want to take a flashback several years ago, I remember back in Denver when we played Denver and they hiked the ball, Lonnie hiked the ball on the goalpost. And as a young player, I really didn't know what the hell was going on right there. Yeah. But at the same time, that's why you can't question, because I'm like, well, maybe it's something behind them doing what they're doing, you know, with that much time in the game. And you know, we were playing good defense. The offense was moving the ball good. It was just one of those deals where whoever had the ball at the end of the game with enough time, within reason, probably was going to win the game. And they utilized their time at the end of the game and didn't allow us to have much at the end.
You guys are in a stretch here, and yesterday is included in that stretch. You know Indianapolis as well as you know any team. I mean, you see them every year. Now you got Buffalo this week. You got the Jets after that. Does it make game prep a little easier where you're not trying to figure out, well, who the heck is this guy and that guy? Rams a couple of weeks ago, you never see them. You're really starting from scratch, but Indy, Buffalo, the Jets, you're not starting from scratch on game prep. You know who you're dealing with and what's going on for the most part, don't you?
Well, I think Buffalo is probably a little different this year, you know.
Haven't seen them this whole year, too.
We hadn't seen them, and they've had a lot of turnover in their roster, I think, from last year. You know, have some new guys on defense. You know, I think it's some of the same offensive line, but maybe added a few guys here and there. So, you know, I think, you know, just overall, just, you know, we can't put the horse in front of the cart. We just got to take it one game at a time and prepare for Buffalo. And, you know, I'm sure we have a good game plan and we'll be ready to go. We need this one.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I can sit here every week and say the same thing. I don't care what game plan we have. I don't care what it is. It's going to come down to two things: running the football and stopping the run. I can be assured of that. And that's one
Even
thing.
Even though it didn't work yesterday, you're right most of the time.
Can
we run the ball? Can we run the ball and can we stop the run? Yeah. It's going to always come down to those things. If we do that, we give our chance. It's a better chance for us to win a ball game if we can do those two things.
I mean, you look down at Tennessee, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're running the football and they're stopping the run. You know, playing good on defense.
So. The odds are in your favor if you're able to do that, because you, for an offense, you know, if we go out and we can run the ball, we can establish the run early, you can pick and choose what you want to do. Play action, run, you know, drop back. Whatever, you can pick and choose. As a defense, you know, if an offense going 2nd and 10 and we stopping to run 2nd and 10, okay, get back on track. You know what they like to do on these situations. So it makes us a lot easier. We hate to see 2nd and 6 and 2nd and 5, 2nd and 4. We hate that because they can
open the whole play.
Yeah, they can run whatever they want to run.
Yeah.
So
before we let you guys go, I got to ask this question. And you got to spend a little time in New York last week.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that officials are going to be looking for you more than they might be looking for Richard or looking for Ty, because you develop a reputation? They read newspapers. They know what's going on. Are you worried that that could happen with your game?
I'm not worried because I got this new technique I'm practicing, and it's called the hands up. So yeah, so anytime you see me around a pile or anything, just trust me, I'm either walking away or I'm walking with my hands up. So they can look at whatever they want to look at. I'm pretty sure they'll have that on film.
At least get a nice dinner down there last week. I mean,
Minus the commissioner, you know.
I was going to say it was a real expensive dinner, wasn't it? That was an expensive dinner bill.
But you know what? That meeting was very productive. I mean, it's been stories after that meeting, what was going on in that meeting. Source say this, source say that. Let me tell you something. I'm the source. And I tell you exactly what happened in that meeting. That meeting was a very productive meeting for both sides. It got a chance for the commissioner to see me as a player and a person. And it got me to see the commissioner as a person. So we got a chance to know each other in that meeting very well. So everything else, you know, from sources, this and this and that, I'm the source. You know, I don't hide my source. My source is right here. And like I say, very productive meeting.
Did you hit Jay Cutler or no? I've heard both sides.
No, I mean, I hit. The thing show they saw.
So he a quarterback. He bunged the field.
My shoulder hit him. That was it. You know, and that was it. You know what? So, I mean, we moving on from all that. You know, and like I say, like I told them, hopefully they'll hear from me in the future for some, you know, positive
other
things.
Can I ask y'all this right here? Friday was Halloween.
Uh-huh.
We all have kids. Dale, I'm going to start off with you.
Yep.
You know, what did your kids dress up as?
My daughter was a ladybug.
A ladybug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you going with this? I got two girls. And one was a princess. One was one of those ninja warriors.
So. Princess and a ninja warrior. I'm telling you, I was mustard for this weekend. I had a lot of people laughing at me, and I'm going to just run this little story. I'm a little proud of myself because I reached another height in fatherhood this past week because my daughter, they was looking through this costume book and seeing what they want to wear for Halloween. They decided they want to be a hamburger, a hot dog. So my wife said, my little daughter, she's like, 20 months? She was like, well, you'll be fries. So we called her Small Fries. So my daughter, she's at school, and she goes to school in Providence, and her and a couple of friends was talking about what they're going to be for Halloween. So my daughter said, I'm going to be a hamburger, you know. And one little girl, I guess she found it funny, and my oldest daughter, she's a little sensitive or whatever.
Uh-oh.
So she come home, she crying. She plays soccer. man brought me some Frenches up in there. Only thing I can't fit in this bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
So she come home and she playing soccer, and at the soccer practice leading up to Halloween, they had to, you know, take the Halloween costumes up there. At least that's what my wife thought she had to do. So my wife tell her, well, you got to wear your hamburger up there to the soccer practice. So she crying. I don't want to be it. She's sensitive about that day and with one of her friends laughing and stuff. So I tell Keisha, I said, well, go ahead and order a ketchup and a mustard, because that was a part of that whole little gig. And I was like, I'll be the mustard. So Keisha's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I'll be the mustard. I said, you know, if she feels silly about wearing that, I feel silly with her, you know, and just to show her that it don't really matter what people think about you. So she ended up being the ketchup. I ended up being the mustard. Long story short, that was my Halloween.
They had a mustard bottle big enough to fit Ty Warren?
I was busting out of it. You looking like a bodybuilder, huh?
Yeah, he came down the street riding on his bike.
Gumby.
They look like the Lion King.
Hey, no, because I was Simba.
Fellas, good to see all of you. Good luck next week.
Thank you guys, man.
It's Dale and I with Zoe in for Michael here on Sports Radio
WEEI.